News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Israel is braced for retaliation from Iran and Hezbollah after two senior militants were killed in strikes in Beirut and Tehran. And Scott Lucas, professor of US and international politics at the Clinton Institute at the University College of Dublin, joins us this morning. Scott, your read on the, obviously there is an escalation of things happening within the Middle East, but your read on where we're at currently?
Where we're at, first of all, is that with the two assassinations that Israel carried out since Tuesday, and that was a Hezbollah military commander, in fact, Hezbollah's main military commander in Beirut, and then the political head of Hamas in Tehran, they carried out what they called a harsh but contained response to Hezbollah, to Hamas, and to their backer, Iran. You might wonder why it's contained. I think Israel, having returned to targeted assassinations and having done so in such a high-profile way, has now effectively said, all right, we've made our move. The ball's in your court, because if you hit us again, we will hit back even harder. And that's where we are with Iran, as the Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh is being buried today. And there's rhetoric versus reality. Yeah. With rhetoric, both the supreme leader and Iranian officials are saying there must be a harsh punishment on Israel. I would expect that. There are three Iranian officials who went to the New York Times and said the supreme leader has ordered a direct attack on Israel. But then there's reality, which is the question of what Iran could do in response to Israel without sparking a direct war, okay. A direct war.
Do you believe, Scott, that Iran does not want all-out war with Israel at the moment, that it's happy enough for its proxies to make incursions, to do strikes, those types of things, but it doesn't want a full-scale war itself?
Yes. Why is that? Let's talk about what a direct war would be very briefly. Hezbollah could attack Israel in southern Lebanon and northern Israel, but Israel has much more firepower, and Lebanon is a country which is an economic basket case and socially fragile. So Hezbollah has so far doesn't want that direct confrontation. Iran could try to step up conflict with Israel through attacks on Israeli shipping, but that would risk the Israelis making a response against to it. And if Israel launched any type of direct attack on Israel, let's say they fire missiles into Israel like they did in a demonstration attack in April, if Israel hits back hard, they've got many more missiles than Iran, and they could, for example, target Iran's nuclear facilities as well as its military installations.
Okay, so Iran has quite a lot to lose in any battle, I suppose, going forward. So with that in mind, what do you, I suppose, if you could predict what might happen over the next week or so, will there be more rhetoric, more minor incursions, more targeted attacks, or will things calm? Where are we going from here?
Okay. Adding the fact that Iran has serious economic problems and social divisions of its own, I think they will continue the rhetoric in terms of playing the victim. You know, we have been, you know, the Zionist regime, their words for Israel, has hit us, and they carry out the brutality against the Gazan people. I think they'll try to get more political advantage through that notion of Gaza and Iran are both victims. The international community needs to separate from Israel. I would not rule out Iran doing what it did in April, which was in response to Israel killing its commanders in Syria, which is to fire some missiles at a sparsely populated area in Israel. But on that occasion, it's important to note that they notified Israel's allies in advance that, and there were 150 missiles. Those missiles were coming, and almost all of them were shot down. Will Iran do the same, or will it take the risk of firing missiles without notifying Israel effectively in advance?
Okay. Just lastly, Scott, and I don't know if you have a view on this, Irish peacekeeping troops are obviously still out in Lebanon currently. How much risk are those UN troops, that there are many Irish people out there, hundreds of them, how much risk are they at currently, do you think, in all of this?
Well, you know, there has been skirmishes in that area where, you know, the peacekeeping troops have been since Hamas's mass killing on October 7th. Several hundred Hezbollah fighters have been killed, about 100 civilians. Fortunately, I don't think any peacekeepers, Irish or otherwise, have been killed in that area. If the situation continues as the same, those guys are doing their duty, men and women are doing their duty But I think that the risk is relatively low. The problem here is if there's going to be a ground invasion by Israel into southern Lebanon. But I don't think Israel's going to do that. I think they made their point already.
Scott Lucas, Professor of U.S. and International Politics, thank you very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.